Okay, just for the record, we're not in an ersatz homosexual relationship.
Well, then why didn't you say that to her?
Why is it always my responsibility?
Well, it's not always your responsibility. I swear, this is the same thing you did at the comic book store last week.
I can't believe you're bringing that up.
I didn't bring it up, you did.
We'll talk about this later.
But you always say that, but we never do.
You went to the comic book store without me.
Hey.
You got alcohol?
Your mom's still here?
Yep.
Come on in. Wait, she's not going to come here looking for you, is she?
Oh, relax. She took Sheldon to the hospital to get a brain scan.
Oh, my God. What happened?
Nothing. Mother likes looking at brains, and Sheldon likes getting his brain scanned.
Jeez, what a fun couple.
She's only been here a day and a half, and I'm seriously considering alcoholism as a new career path.
Hey, I talked to her for 5 minutes yesterday, and I've been half-bombed ever since.
You can't let her get into your head.
My head? What about yours?
Well, it's too late for me. My head is her summer house.
She was right, you know. The locus of my identity is totally exterior to me.
Oh, yeah, there she is. Hi, Mom.
I mean, do you know where I was all morning? Auditioning with 50 other blondes for some stupid antidepressant commercial. And for what? So I'll finally get my daddy's approval?
Did you get the part?
No, they said I was too perky.
You want to talk about not getting love from a parent? You know what I used to do when I was little to have some sensation of human contact?
Yeah, you grabbed your penis and wouldn't let go. Your mother told me.
Of course she did. Anyway, that's not what I was going to say. When I was 10 years old, I built a hugging machine.
A hugging machine?
Yeah, I got a dressmaker's mannequin. I stuffed it with an electric blanket so it would be warm, and I built two radio-controlled arms that would hug me and pat my back.
Oh, that is so sad.
You know what the saddest part was?
What?
My father used to borrow it.
Your scan data will be very helpful to my research. You have a remarkable brain.
I know. Although I've always hated how my right frontal lobe looks in pictures.
Common complaint among men. Nothing's ever big enough. Except when they get a tumor, then you never hear the end of it.
I'd love to see a scan of your brain sometime.
Oh, I'll send you a link, but its physiology is fairly unimpressive.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Your unwillingness to accept empirical evidence suggests an attempt at flattery.
My apologies. I've been living with your son too long, gotten into some bad habits.
Understandable.
Can I make you a cup of tea?
I doubt it, but if anyone has a chance, it's probably you.
I feel very comfortable around you.
I feel very comfortable around you, too.
It's surprising, because I generally don't feel comfortable around, well, anyone.
Nor I.
What are the odds that two individuals as unique as ourselves would be connected by someone as comparatively workaday as your son?
Is that a rhetorical point, or would you like to do the math?
I'd like to do the math.
I'd like that, too.
Oh. Okay. Now, this time, you're going to lick the salt off my neck. Do the shot. Whoops. And then bite the lime.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything after lick.
Neck shot lime.
Mm-hmm.
fat lime.
Right.
Ah! Where's the lime? Okay, we're sharing.
So what do you think?
I'm very tempted. I'm just not sure it's appropriate with my son's roommate.
Normally, I'd feel the same way, but based on everything I've observed about us, I can't help but speculate we'd be very good together.
True. I've had a similar observation. Certainly something I could never do with my husband.
I was hesitant the first time I tried it, but I experienced an unanticipated and remarkable release of endorphins. It's quite satisfying.
I see what you're doing. You're appealing to the neuroscientific researcher in me.
You see right through me, don't you?
Only when you're in a CAT scanner.
This is actually going to happen.
Honey, shush.
You shush. I'm happy. I want to talk about it. You know what my mother would say about this? She would say, because you were not loved by your father, and I was not loved by my mother, that having sex is our way of making up for the intimacy we didn't get as children.
Why would you bring that up right now?
I don't know. Foreplay?
You're saying you're not having sex with me, you're having sex with your mother?
I'm gonna go with no.
That is the sickest thing I've ever heard.
Come on, you're trying to have sex with your father, and I'm okay with that.
Get out!
She said shush, I should have shushed. All right, Mother. Have a nice flight.
That's not really in my control, is it? Yes.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Look, I was just coming over to talk to you.
You don't have to. Ever.
Gotcha.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, Leonard. So sluggish. Shall we pick up where we left off last time?
I mean, my mom could have just said, Mom, get over it. She's a girl. Move on. But she didn't. Not one word.
Interesting. Would you be willing to fly to New Jersey and discuss your relationship with your parents during a brain scan?
Would it help?
Well, it would help me.